الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، وأن إلى ربك المنتهى، وأنه هو أضحك وأبكى، وأنه هو أمات وأحيا. And your Lord is in gold. He is the one who makes people laugh. He is the one who makes people cry. He is the one who takes away life. And He is the one who gives life. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين. Dear Muslims, today inshallah we'll talk about a fact of life. We'll talk about an experience that all of us will go through. An experience that no one came back to tell us how it was like. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about death. You say, I'm really depressed again. I have so much to hear about at work and home and life. The last thing I want to hear about is death. But inshallah, after this khutbah, you'll feel much better than before the khutbah. Mind that guarantee. عائشة رضي الله عنها في البخاري narrates that the messenger of Allah said, من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاء. Whoever loved to meet Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty loved to meet him or her. ومن كره لقاء الله كره الله لقاء. And whoever dislikes and hates to meet Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty dislikes and hates to meet him or her. Aisha said, the messenger of Allah, أَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Are you talking about the hate of death? Because all of us hate to die. The messenger of Allah told Aisha, it is not the hate of death. It is when the believer is given the glad tidings of the reward that Allah has for him or her. He loves and he looks forward to meet Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty loves and looks forward to meeting him or her. And when the kafir is given the news about what Allah has for him or her, he dislikes to meet Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty dislikes to meet him for him. The Quran calls death musiba, أو أصابتكم مصيبة الموت. It's a musiba. And the Quran is telling us that each one of us shall have a taste of death. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت. ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. Wherever you are, death will find you. It doesn't matter if you eat healthy food or not. Even if you take shelter in fortified houses. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. O Muhammad, you shall die and they shall die. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَسَيْمِكَ فَهُمْ يَتَعْلِمُونَ. O Muhammad, we have not given eternity to anyone before you. If you die, shall you give them eternity? And because death is a unique experience, and no one comes back from that experience, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with His mercy, gets us ready for that moment, that experience, so that there be no surprise for any of us. mercy at the time of death, mercy after death, and mercy even on the day of judgment. And the Messenger of Allah emphasizes continuously in the hadith to remember this. أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِهِ اللَّذَّاتِ. In the hadith it says, keep remembering the thing that will demolish or abolish all the things that we enjoy. And the Messenger of Allah is telling us to live in this life كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَاجِزٌ سَبِيلٌ, as if you are a stranger or a traveler, to be ready for what comes after that. And he tells us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best you should do for death and what comes after death is the good deed. We see sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith in Sunan Tirmidhi, when a person dies, these things follow him on earth. His family, his money, and his deeds and his actions. And two things go back. The family and the wealth go back, and what remains with us is not the cars that we have, it's not the jobs that we have, it's not the property that we accumulated. What remains with us in our grave is our actions and our deeds. The Messenger of Allah was very keen to make this moment, the moment of death, an easy moment for all of us. He was very keen to witness the person who is dying. And Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu was narrating in the hadith that the Messenger of Allah, any person who is about to die, he was there at his bedside until it became too much for the Messenger of Allah, to be never know how long it would take a person to die. So through the Messenger of Allah, you go back, and when the situation gets worse, then we'll go forward. And he's teaching us, وَقِنُوا مَوْتَاكُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Teach or help the person who is dying to say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And he was very keen for every person to say this kalima, even a non-believer, and including his uncle, Abu Talib. And he says, oh my uncle, say la ilaha illallah kalimatun uhajju laka biha inda Allah. Just one kalima, so I can have an excuse to intercede on your behalf in front of Allah. And when a Jewish servant died, or about to die, the Messenger of Allah kept telling him, say la ilaha illallah, say la ilaha illallah. And his father told him, aqra' al-Fatiha, listen to Abu Qasim. And the young boy said la ilaha illallah, and the Messenger of Allah was so heavy, and he said alhamdulillah alladhi anqadhat bi nafsan min Allah, alhamdulillah that Allah has saved with me a soul from hellfire. It's not just being there at the bedside of the person who is dying, it is even the last night. And if there's one thing all of us should remember from this khutbah, it is this hadith in Surah Al-Tirmidhi, where the Messenger of Allah was visiting a young man who is about to die. And he says, Kayfa tajidu, how are you feeling? He said, O Messenger of Allah, Inni akhdullaha wa inni akhafu dhunub. At this time, I hope for the mercy and the blessings of Allah Almighty. At the same time, I fear what I have done wrong. I fear my sins and my shortcomings. And this is the feeling of everyone. When there's a natural disaster, an earthquake, when we encounter death, what comes to our mind is the hope and the mercy of Allah Almighty and all the things that have gone wrong. This is a message of Allah. I hope for the mercy of Allah Almighty, at the same time I feel my sins, I feel what I have done wrong. So the Messenger of Allah told this young person, and this is for all of us as well, لا يجتمعان في قلب عبد في مثل هذا الموطن إلا أعطاه الله ما يرجو وأمنه مما يحب. If these two themes, mixed themes, gather in the heart of the believer at this moment, the moment of death. Allah Almighty will give him what he likes, and Allah Almighty will make him immune and safe from what he's affected. And this is a good news for all. If these two things gather in our hearts at the time of death, Allah Almighty will give us, inshallah, what we're hoping for, which is His mercy, and will make us immune and safe from what we are worried about, which is our sins and our shortcomings. The Messenger of Allah from His mercy, he cried and he shed tears for those who are dying. And Usama bin Zayd narrates that the Messenger of Allah received a message. One woman is inviting him. She said, "O Messenger of Allah, my son is dying and come." He told the messenger, "Go back and tell her, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَذَ وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى." Tell her that our soul is a gift from Allah. Allah Almighty takes this gift anytime He wants. He is the owner. Can you tell the owner, "No, you cannot take it back"? Allah takes what He has given back anytime He wants. And everything is by a term of time. No one can change that time. And tell her to have patience and to say, "Inna Allahi wa Inna Allahi." And the woman insisted that the Messenger of Allah was some person. And he went to Allah personally, and when he saw the young boy, he cried. And he said, he told Mu'adh, "This is the mercy of Allah." Even though the Messenger of Allah, maybe did not know the boy, but it is the mercy of Allah Almighty that makes a person in this situation shifty. He was very keen for Allah to offer the Janazah prayer. And he's telling every one of us, to go and follow the funeral. And he gives us the incentive. Whoever sells a Janazah and offers a Janazah prayer, he will get one qirat. And the qirat in the reward is as big as a mountain of Uhud. And if you wait until the burial is finished and completed, you get two qirat, which is twice as big as a mountain of Uhud. And he makes it a month. One of the rights of Muslims on another Muslim is to follow the Janazah. You will not see any religion, any culture that makes it a right of a person on another Muslim, on another person, to follow the Janazah. It's just Islam. And the Messenger of Allah is telling us it is not just going for the sake of going to the Janazah, so you can shake hands with the family and say, "I was here, remember that, I came to the Janazah." He's telling the Prophet to be sincere. إِذَا صَلَّيْتُمْ عَلَى الْمَيِّتِ فَأَخْلِصُوا لَهُ الدُّعَاءَ. When you offer the prayer, the dua for the deceased, make the dua sincere. When I burn a janazah for someone I do not know, I just make the dua. But if that person is related to me or I know personally, my dua is different. My dua, I say slowly and I mean wisely. And the Messenger of Allah is telling us, make that dua sincere. When you make a dua for the deceased in a janazah, make it sincere. And even after the burial is finished, he is asking us to make dua for the deceased. استغفروا لأخيكم وصلوا التسبيح فإنه الآن يسأل. After the janazah is finished, make dua for him as well. Again, ask for forgiveness for him and ask for Allah Almighty to make it easy for him to answer the question. Even if the Messenger of Allah was not certain or the person died far away, he would offer janazah salat al-ghaib, the janazah in absentia. And you've done that for a Najashi when he died. And you must think that the Messenger of Allah is doing that for people that he knows, for his companion. In the hadith of Sahih Bukhari, the narrator is saying, Abu Huraira, that a man or a woman, he was not sure, used to clean the masjid, and they died. And few days after, the Messenger of Allah was asking, where is that person that used to be in the Masjid? And they said, O Messenger of Allah, they died. And they belittled the whole situation because it's not important. Who cares about the person who came to the Masjid? The Messenger of Allah was not happy with it. And he said, أَفَلَا أَذَنْتُمُونِ Why didn't you kill me that you passed away? يُرْضُونِي عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهَا Tell me where she is buried. And the Messenger of Allah went to the graveside and he made dua for her. He could have made the dua in the Masjid. No. He went first into the grave to make dua for her. The mercy of the Messenger of Allah is not limited to the famous and those who are known among the companions. It's for everyone. Mercy for the Messenger of Allah in after his death. He's telling us to go visit the grave, not just when somebody dies. زُورُ الْقُبُورِ فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُكُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ Visit the grave, the graveside, the cemetery, because it reminds you with the hereafter. And Sahih Bukhari, it is narrated that 8 years after the Battle of Uhud, the Messenger of Allah was still visiting the grave and making dua for those who died in the Battle of Uhud. And he makes a sadaqah jariyah for someone who died for his children to make dua for him for them. And he was very keen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for those who are dead, for any debt that they owe, that he will take care of them. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith, in the Bukhari, أَنَا أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنَ مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ I am more closer to the believers than they are to themselves. Whoever died and he owes a debt, I'll take care of them. And it is our duty as a community, as families, to pay the debt of the person who passed away. That's the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And maybe it is our financial debt, if that person did not go for Hajj, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is a debt that goes to Allah Almighty. And for someone to go for Hajj on their behalf, after they do the Hajj. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get us ready for that moment before we die, after we die, after we're dead, and on the other as well. The Messenger of Allah gets us ready for that day. A man came to him and said, Bukhari, and he said, the Messenger of Allah, when is the day of judgment? The Messenger of Allah answered the question, another question. ماذا عددت له? What have you done for the day? Does it matter when is the day? What matters is what have we done for the day? The man said to the Messenger of Allah, I haven't done much, except I love Allah and His Messenger. And the Messenger of Allah says, أنت مع من أحببت. You will be with those who you like. Look at the Messenger of Allah and how he gives us a practical approach to get ready for the mission to the day of judgment, not just by saying things, by doing things, by loving Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the hadith of the Bukhari, the Messenger of Allah loves all his ummah. And he says, لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابٌ For every prophet, for every messenger, there is one dua, one supplication that will be answered for sure. And every one of the prophets before me have made that dawah, except me. I have saved this dawah, which will be accepted for sure as an intercession for my ummah in the day of judgment. Look at the Messenger of Allah for 60 some years. Went through very difficult times. He could have made that dua when his son passed away. He could have made that dua when the table of Arfa stoned him. he had made this dua when he was surrounded in Al-Hamra, or when he was hungry and his companions were hungry. He did not make that dua. He said, this dua that will be answered for sure for you and me in the day of judgment for the intercession, for the shaykh. And in the hadith, Imam Ahmad talks about the day of judgment and how all the messengers are prophets, and prophets are saying, go back to Muhammad and ask him. And he says, Sawasana, in the hadith, I made a very long sujood. And then Allah Almighty tells him, O Muhammad, stand up in your sujood and speak, and you'll be listened to, and ask, and anything that you ask for will be accepted, and intercede, and your intercession will be granted. The first thing he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is ummati, ummati. My ummah, my ummah. He does not say nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. He's talking about you and me. My ummah, my ummah. And Allah Almighty tells him, go, O Muhammad, and anyone amongst your ummah who has in his heart an atom's weight worth of iman, he will enter first. I conclude with this hadith in Sahih Bukhari about the mercy of the Messenger of Allah at the time of death, even with those who were his most enemies. Abdullah ibn Abi Salul, he is the head of the hypocrites. And you know what he has done towards the Messenger of Allah and towards the Muslims? He and the honor of Aisha, calling himself the most honored and calling the Messenger of Allah the most humiliated. لَيُفْرُجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَدَابِ. And he died like everyone else. His son who was a Muslim went to the Messenger of Allah and he said to the Messenger of Allah, can I borrow your shirt so that it be a kafan for my father? After all of this, after all what you have done to the Muslims and to the Messenger of Allah, and his son is asking for the shirt of the Messenger of Allah to use as a coffin, and the Messenger of Allah offered his shirt as a coffin for Abdullah ibn Abi Salul. Umar grabbed the shirt of the Messenger of Allah and he said, Allah has forbidden you to pray on them. The Messenger of Allah answered back, O Umar, Allah has given me a choice. Istaghfir lahum aw la tastaghfir lahum, in tastaghfir lahum 70 maratan falan yaghfir Allah lahum. Allah has given me a choice to ask for forgiveness or not to ask for forgiveness. And if you ask for forgiveness 70 times, you'll not be forgiven. And O Umar, I intend to ask for forgiveness for him more than 70 times. And then the verse will reveal, وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَى أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَا تَعَبَدٍ وَلَا تَخْلُمْ عَلَى تَخْلُمْ. Look at the mercy of the Messenger of Allah, even with that person, the head of the person. We ask Allah Almighty to make us among those who follow the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah and who love Allah and His Messenger. And we ask Allah Almighty to make us among those who go through the process, the experience of death in a very easy way. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي لا غيره ولا رب سواه، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. كل نفس ذائقه الموت، every soul shall have a taste of death. And the Messenger of Allah gives us really for that experience that all of us will go through. And the key thing is to remind ourselves that we will go through this experience. By visiting the grave, by making dua for the deceased, by reminding the one who is about to die to say the shahada, by offering condolences and being with the family of the deceased. By having a sadaqa jariyah, be it a school or helping a masjid or a family or education, knowledge that we have or that we have us. By teaching our children to read dua for us. And most importantly, by knowing very well that if we have this feeling in our hearts that we are hoping for the mercy of Allah Almighty, at the same time we are afraid or worried about what we have done wrong, that this mixed feeling is a very defined, as in the hadith of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if we have this feeling, Allah Almighty will give us what we are hoping for, and Allah Almighty will make us safe and immune from what we are afraid from. اللهم لا جمعنا هذا جمعا معصوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزد فيها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين واعل بفضلك كلمه الحق والدين اللهم هذا الدعاء منك اجابه اللهم هذا الجهد وعليك السكنان ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر